When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff, and I'm from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee and survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hi.
And also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hello.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So, I thought we would start today off by talking about things you go out about on the town. Say you're going to a live show. What do you think, Jeremiah?
There's a lot of people at a live show. And the worst thing about people is the people.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Dozens of them. You never know what they're thinking or what they're doing or who they are. They could be escaped axe murderers. They could be killers. They could be the people who stand too close to you and make eye contact like they're going to talk to you.
They're the worst.
But then look away just before you start to say hi. Like they sort of recognize you but don't want to talk to you. And then you feel awkward about like, did they recognize me and I didn't recognize them? And then it's my fault that they feel bad and that I hurt their feelings. And then they just stand in that close zone where you both feel uncomfortable but you don't say anything for maybe like the whole show.
Oh yeah, totally. My favorite is also when you get like the people who are on their cell phones but have just like the earbuds in, so you don't actually know they're talking to someone on the phone, but then they're talking to you. Totally weird. What do you think, Chrissy?
I'm gonna go with crowd participation. It's like the worst thing that can happen, right? Is you're sitting there, you're just getting ready to enjoy the show, you're relaxed, you found your seat, you have your buddy there so you don't feel, you know, completely alone in this crowd of strangers. You have taken your anxiety meds for the night.
Of course.
I have taken my anxiety meds for the night. I can handle the situation. But then, all of a sudden, somebody on the stage looks and says, "We need a volunteer from the crowd. How about you?" And points directly at you.
Always.
And you know, I mean, if you don't go up on the stage, everybody's looking at you and they're like, "Why won't you just go up on the stage?" If you do go up on the stage, the likelihood is that you will puke all over the performer. There's no win there.
No, there isn't. And it just brings back all those horrible memories of, like, childhood sometimes. But they're great at the same time. I totally see where you're coming from. So, I just saw a movie. What could go wrong in a movie theater, do you think?
Oh, well, this is something I think about a lot. Actually, I don't particularly like movie theaters. And one thing I always worry about is that I'm going to be in this room with somebody that has some sort of, like, really bad illness. Like, and I'm not talking, like, the flu. I'm talking, like, Ebola. And so there's going to be no escape from it. And this crowded little theater of everybody just passing things and the germs going around. And then, you know, I'm going to contract this illness that is going to kill me just because I decided to go to a movie.
I'm pretty sure that's been a movie plot in and of itself. Jeremiah?
Oh, yeah. Exactly what Chrissy said. Like, some of these things are transmissible via sweat. And you sit in a seat that somebody else sweated into. And then your sweat mixes with their sweat, and then you get some horrible disease, and then you try and get up out of the seat. And you're supposed to be going to these places because they're cool and refreshing, but if the air conditioning's broken, and then everybody gets this horrible sweat disease that spreads like wildfire through the unair-conditioned movie theater, it doesn't even matter what movie it is. And it's even worse because if you get up and you have to go pee like halfway through the movie, then you've got this horrible disease, you go to the bathroom, and then you miss a vital part of the movie while you are starting to have the first symptoms of this evil disease.
And you're probably spreading the disease in the bathroom to some other unwilling participant, and you're missing the main plot.
And I mean, I think movie theaters, I mean, there's just a lot of problems that can happen there, right? Because you bring up a lot of good points in the fact that you're just sitting there, and, you know, everything's being transmitted around. But also, if there was something that you could, you know, actually detect and see, like, you know, some sort of disaster or fire or whatnot, if you're not sitting in the correct spot in the theater, I mean, that disaster is just going to get you. That fire will consume you because there's only two exits and sometimes just one. And getting to those from the back of the theater is nearly impossible. So if you're not sitting somewhere near the front, which gives you the neck cramp when you're watching the movie, you're just fodder for the disaster.
Well, I mean, to be fair, think about, like, where the fire would start from. Probably the projector, which is behind you. And, I mean, you know, all the exits downstairs. Totally got a problem going there.
Especially the ones with the balcony. And if the fire starts up in the balcony, and then there's an earthquake, and the burning balcony falls behind you. So even though you picked the front, to be able to get to a zone where you can get out easily, that is blocked. You can't get to those exits with the collapsed rubble all around you. The projection screen falls down. The lights are still out because it's lost power, and you don't even have the projector giving you that little bit of light that you had to see where you were going, and you just kind of are there alone and burn.
Except for the running lights leading you straight to the fire. I mean, come on, don't forget about those friendly running lights.
They say they'll work in an emergency, but I don't believe them.
You wouldn't. All right, so I was thinking, bars are fun. I go out to bars sometimes, see friends, get a drink. Nothing can go wrong there, right?
Wrong. Wrong. I mean, just the simple, very, like, the bar nuts, rife with disease. There's bottles everywhere, which can be turned into weapons with, you know, one quick, like, thwack on the bar. Just, there's so many things. There's so many things I can't process them all fast enough.
But you're drinking. You're not worrying about those things. Come on.
Oh, no, I don't drink in bars.
No? You don't drink?
I have to stay lucid so that I can detect all the scary things that are going to happen before they happen and escape the bar.
Doesn't that, like, counteract the point of going out to a bar?
Probably yes. I don't go out very much.
Well, there's friends in bars, and sometimes, you know, your friends can have a good time, and it'll be my job, and I guess in Chrissy's too, to make sure that we're doing all the worrying for the people that are having fun.
Yes.
You are professional worriers.
And so, like, the bar nuts, pretzels, places with sawdust on the floor, or peanut shells. You imagine not scouting someplace out first to see if there are peanut shells on the floor and you have a friend who has a peanut allergy and just walks into this bar and just starts anaphylactic shocking. It'd be horrible.
Well, and people, this is actually true. People that choke tend to die in bathrooms alone because they get embarrassed that they're choking, then they go off to the bathroom and they lock the door and nobody can get in to rescue them. I actually learned that in a CPR class I took recently because, you know, you never know when you'll need it. And so that you have somebody has to be there and be the sober one to keep your friends from choking on the bar nuts that they shouldn't have been eating anyways.
Multiple reasons to make sure that someone who's been missing in the bathroom for too long, you know, the human dying ground of choking, apparently, to go looking for them. Good points. So, you've talked about bars, we've talked about maybe not the nicest of bars. What about if it's like a more upscale restaurant? We wouldn't have to worry about, like, peanut choking hazards at that point, right? I mean, they think these things out.
Well, but you never know, like, garnishes, often people have allergies. You don't necessarily pay attention to the garnish on a plate or what it's made of. For instance, you know, say somebody's deathly allergic to radishes, and they don't realize that the shredded garnish on their plate is daikon, which is a form of radish that they're also really allergic to. And they go to take a bite of whatever's been touching that, which then, you know, kills them because they didn't realize the garnish they were allergic to. And they tend to do that at upscale restaurants because they try to make food look pretty. They change the appearance of it to the point that you can't really tell what it is.
Pretty and delicious. I mean, come on, if you're going to die of something, I at least want my food to be pretty when it kills me.
That's fair.
Yeah, basically every food ever is the puffer fish waiting to happen. Like, it's fancy, it's upscale, it's trendy, it's risque, but it can kill you. It just matters on who you are and what day it is.
And apparently how well you chew. I mean, things you learn as children keep you going.
On a less fatalistic note with that, I mean, there's always the chance that you're going into this restaurant and, you know, the ex that you're not quite over is there with the girl that he threw you over for, and that's just an awkward situation. You walk in and then you're not sure, you know, do you stay, do you leave, do you pretend you don't see them, do you say, oh, hey, and then realize that that's going to be awkward too. I mean, there's all of that that you have to be prepared for, because you never know. You might just walk into that situation. You don't want to be unprepared for that.
Garth Brooks wrote a whole song about what could go wrong in meeting an ex in a bar.
That's fair. I could also see that awkward situation coming along and having that happy moment of deciding, do you stay, do you go, did you make eye contact? Oh god, I made eye contact, now what do I do? Totally. So, a little bit more seedy, little less upscale. How about an arcade? I mean, I'm gonna go play some video games. You have some quarters. No problems with that, right?
Is there hand sanitizer there? Because there really better be hand sanitizer there, Jeff.
Maybe you brought your own. Let's say you brought your own. You thought ahead. You brought your own.
Oh, don't rub your eyes after you put it on.
No. Are my hands gonna dry out? Did I bring lotion also?
Let's go with, yeah, you brought lotion, you got sanitized, you got lotion, you're raring to go play some arcade games with your quarters.
Okay, are the controls, are they rubberized, or are they that smooth plastic that you can't grab once you have lotion on your hands so that, like, you slip and then you die and you waste your quarters?
Ooh, probably going with the slip lotion. Unfortunate. Got to the end of that story with the wrong choice. Chrissy, what do you think?
Hitting the head with an errant skee ball.
Oh.
Just, phew, somebody, like, instead of, like, letting go, they accidentally, like, toss it over their shoulder. Smack.
Oh, yeah, that happens in movies all the time. People just get back up, right? No problem. Just a skee ball.
No, those things are hard. And when, I mean, they hit you in the right spot in your head. Like, that's just the, you know.
Is it game over?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
The human skull is nature's Fabergé egg. It's ready to break at any time.
Ah, but they're so pretty and unique. Good correlation. Well, I think that's all the time we have tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Good night, everyone. You probably won't die tonight.
Good night. Probably won't be the worst night of your life.
So uplifting. Thanks for joining us.